Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Wait a minute. I can do better. Good evening, and welcome to the Truth and Tempest Show. Yeah, it's a little better. I'm your host, Aegis Gage, from Truth and Tempest, hence the Truth and Tempest Show. Yeah. And with me is my co-host, Agent Arms.
Hello.
Hello, Agent.
What is my mission for today?
Nothing like just getting home from work and being like totally unprepared for a radio show.
That was like all day for me.
Maybe we'll just do the exact same thing we did the last show. Same songs and all. How's that sound?
Yeah, sounds good to me. I'm sure the listeners would like it. Are you out there? Are you?
Yeah, why the hell not?
Sinus issue all day for me. That was fun. Just hell. Pure stuffed up. Could hardly see. Kind of just miserable crap, you know. But it's a lot better, but it's not... It's not almost not gone either, so we'll see.
I'm sorry,
just
what's not
good old
gone?
Sinus
syphilis?
Infection or something.
Oh God, I thought you said syphilis.
Yeah, I think it's syphilis, man. I'm not sure. I gotta get the results back first. But...
My ears are kind of clogged. Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. I hear you. Yeah, mine are too. I don't know why. Yeah. It's probably all that good all right, music,
man.
We play.
So I guess we'll clue everybody in on what's been going on in the Truth and Tempest Bandcamp.
There you go.
You guys remember that album that we mentioned like 10 years ago that we said we were getting ready to come out with? Like we were really close to coming out with that we said 10 years ago? Well, we're still really close to putting it out.
It's a lot closer now, though, I'm sure. Yeah, it will be
it's
closer.
It's a lot closer now, right?
Right.
This time we're really, really, really close.
I guess it's kind of like the Tool album then, because they said that they were going to put something out like 4 years ago, and it's almost 10, and... Wow, they're coming out with a new album this year, but I mean, I thought that was like the same, you know, deal. But sometimes you just lose track of time. I don't know what happens, but you know, then you say, hey, wait a minute, they're asking for it, so we might as well give it to them.
Yeah,
like they
like
really,
that.
Really want it. So
life happens, and then before you know it, it's been a decade.
Exactly. You look at your watch like, oh my God, 10 years.
Yeah.
Where's the time go?
That's on. We're really close. I'm telling you guys.
Like so close.
See you guys in 10 years. We'll tell you we're really, 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 really
yeah,
close.
Yeah, they're really close again now. Now we wouldn't do that to you, but we're working hard and we're doing the best we can to get the work done, so. Be patient,
exactly.
But not 10 years patient. We're, like you said, we're close. So stay tuned. How's that, huh? Don't adjust your tablets or iPods or. I mean, back then it used to be TV, and that was simple. You know, don't adjust your TV screen. Don't turn your knobs. Now it's like, don't touch that app. I don't know. Before you finish your last snack, we'll be right back.
So we, well, we're close. We recorded, Aurora recorded 8 out of 10 drum tracks. I laid down 2 guitar tracks. Agent laid 2 bass tracks, and our lead singer laid down 1 vocal track. But it probably
yeah, that's we're close. God. Yeah. Well, I plan on trying to do as many tracks as I can and just do them, you know, sound make them sound good and accurate, and then we just go from there, you know, because I mean I believe in really just popping this album out as good as not as fast as we can get it, but we shouldn't have to dilly dally too much.
Yeah, I agree. Well, we've been practicing preparing for this for so long, it shouldn't take very long. I expect in a couple months.
I mean, even if I don't know a song, I can learn a song in like less than a couple hours. Also, and then record it. I've done that before.
We'll be out, and it will reach Santa Claus's hands before the holiday, and he will put it in your stocking, in your
stocking stuffers.
He'll stuff your wife's stocking with it.
Some TNT, yeah,
right.
TNT gets care packages.
I'm sure all the wives out there would love to get stuffed with a TNT CD.
There you go.
So there you go, coming
to you
to a theater near.
Well, maybe not theater, but hey. Hey, someday.
It might. You never know. You never know.
Everybody likes a good story.
I'm trying to pick out some songs to play.
Oh, by the way, I don't know if you're a big horror fan or anything, but the Friday the 13th game is coming out in store soon, and that just looks completely awesomely brutal if you like to beat up counselors with different types of utensils. they even run under the beds and everything and try and act like they're not there, like a lampshade over their head. I'm serious. It is hilarious. And Jason's going to get you, though. Don't worry. Jason will get you.
He always does.
He may be dumb and slow, but he ain't stupid.
Exactly.
No, don't look under the bed. He couldn't possibly be there. Yeah, that's one down. I'm probably going to get that game because it just looks hilarious. Yeah, I think PS4. And also on computer as well. And Xbox. So that's going to be pretty interesting. They even, I don't know, it's just very realistic. You know, I mean, they come out of the cabin or they're like, oh shit, it's Jason. But, you know, he's just walking his normal, you know. He's got his stride. He'll get to you eventually. They even have it where you're running, like, in time, and then you think he lost him, and then he just, like, pops up around a tree and gets somebody. It's hilarious. It's just, I wish Freddy was in it. That would have been even better. Because they can both, like, you know, fight each other in different worlds. Make a tally up of who they kill. Maybe that's next year. Okay.
But. Well.
Anyways.
You have to be my Facebook guy because I can't seem to log in and check the news and see what's going on. Is there anything going on with music right now? And by music, I mean good music.
Well, there's Temple of Dog, but this price is outrageous. Anybody really in even our area to go see. If you got the dough, it'd be an awesome show, but, you know, I mean...
Yeah, how much are those
tickets? I don't feel like paying almost over $200 for one person. I just can't do it.
Now, are you sure that's not front row seats?
No. That's actually the, like, starting... That's, like, if you want to be in the garage area. If you want to be in the lawn seats.
The what? $200 for lawn seats?
Yep.
Oh, my God, man, they're
well, it's
animals.
Just like they're doing, you know. But...
people or things that are trending on Facebook. just because.
What the hell is trending?
So here's what's trending on Facebook. Danny Woodhead. I don't know who
is
that is.
Toy?
Some guy in the sport. Some guy in the sport. He said head.
he said wood.
Angela Lansbury.
Oh,
Angela
Red Knobs and Broomsticks.
Murder She Did Write.
Bedpan She Did Spill.
Ann Coulter. Ann Coulter is also trending. Jerry Lewis is trending.
Another marathon?
Daft Punk Helmet is trending.
Huh.
Here's one I like. Mass Effect Andromeda is trending.
Huh.
That would be for PS4, and if that's the case, I will be getting that. Because I love Mass Effect. But it's usually for Xbox, but if it comes for PS4, I'll be getting it.
Right. I think they came out with 4. Oh, that was the last one. Mass Effect 4. So... Oh, is that the one? That is the new one. Oh, okay.
David Jones is trending. Magic Johnson is trending. My Magic Johnson is trending as we speak.
It's trending. It's dripping. Oh,
it's
I have
trending.
Syphilis. Oh, God.
It's
he's still staying in the limelight, isn't he? Man.
Channing Tatum is trending.
Huh.
And Star Trek Online is trending.
Star Trek.
Oh, that's an MMO. That might be cool to watch or to play. Sweet.
I still like the older ones. I didn't mind the new movies that are coming out, but they I don't know. They're not even really just got the same essence as the old Star Trek does. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I don't like things to change so much that you don't really you're looking at it and you just don't realize what's going on. You're just like, huh? It's like Captain Kirk never did shots at the bar. Yeah, and he's a little speedy. Race type thingies. I'm like, come on, man.
May the Schwartz be with you.
May the Schwartz be with you. See. I used to be able to find out what posts are going on here. What do you got to go to your homepage for that stuff? Oh, I see. Now I see where you have gotten it, sir. The Walking Dead. Aha. USS Somewhat. And that's actual ship. You gotta be shitting me. Well, like, we could die, but you might somewhat make it out alive. Since we're on the USS Somewhat... Good Lord.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
That's why I stay inside, Aegis, I swear. I just
not
board
me.
Up and... God. Because if you just look at anything on Facebook... Well, in music, I don't know if anybody's a punk fan, but yes, the Misfits... are back on tour, and it originally has Glenn Danzig with them and everything, and I saw a little bit of the show last night, and whoever recorded it sucks because the music was horrible. I mean, I just didn't represent them very well at all. I don't know why people think that they've captured a gold mine when they immediately open up their phone and not adjust things. But... adjust your volume, people.
I'm not really a Misfits fan, but I do respect them and their music. And
mm-hmm.
You know, I know that you know they they created guys like Metallica and stuff like that. And
oh yeah, well there's Diamond Head as well, and then oh man, Diamond Head's gonna be middle of November at the Fish Head Cantina. That's a show that I think we should definitely see, because Metallica wouldn't have gotten some of their influences, or I mean, most of their influence is Diamond Head, and to actually see those guys play live again and for us, that would be awesome. And I think it's like $15-$20 if that, to go see them. They're doing the entire show. There is nobody opening for them. They're doing the entire, like, two set albums or something like that of their music.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I'm pretty stoked about it, actually. Now, I never knew the singer actually really sounded a lot like Robert Plant as well, too. So that kind of floored me.
The singer for Diamond Head?
Yeah. Original singer.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm like, and Metallica dug these guys? I'm like, I know they dug a lot of stuff that's overseas, you know, music and whatnot. But, I mean, that's cool that, like, they really didn't judge. And it must have been just something about their riffs that just, like, said, wow, you know, these guys are great, you know. I mean, so from what I hear, they put on an awesome show. And if I can get there, I'm going to get there. Because I'm never going to be able to see them again like that. They don't come over to the U.S. very much, and they are on their Europe and North American tour. And somehow, I guess, Fishhead got them. So it's interesting.
Well, that is very interesting. So everybody can be on the lookout for that at Fishhead Cantina. When?
Yep.
I have no idea, but at some
Diamond Head. I'm pretty sure it was the 18th. So, was November 18th. But don't correct me, just go check out the Fish Head Cantina lineup, and it'll tell you dates that bands are going to be performing and whatnot. So, get out there if you can. It is definitely a piece of musical history that you'll see up on stage. A lot of bands have followed that band. So it's just be very interesting to see how they do things. So other than that, we've got a song. Are we going to do something else like What's That Smell or I Spy With My Little Eye or What's In My Pocket Right Now?
I was actually, I prepared a song that is very familiar that reflects the weather that we are experiencing this very moment.
Right on.
So I don't have a segue for it. Here it is. We'll be right back. Yes, AC/DC Thunderstruck here on the Truth and Tempest Show. 69.69.
Yeah.
We're doing fine. You're going to be thunderstruck.
Well, they say Axel's doing it good.
When you hear the new Entity Creation CD, you're going to be thunderstruck and running around like animals. Why do you think I picked those songs today?
Oh, yeah. You're going to be on fire. You're going to think you got struck by lightning, son.
Right, nobody called in to make a song request to talk about your band of business. I guess there are no band of businesses out there. Anyway, have a good night.
Yeah. Night.